Today we will be continuing our discussion of things that Chazal tell us is bad for your memory. Before I begin, as always, this should not be relied upon for normative halacha, and a rav should be consulted. Today I want to discuss a very common, a very difficult issue, and that is whether a man is allowed to walk between two women, and whether a woman is allowed to walk between two men. The Gemara in Hori, Daf Yud Gimel, tells us that there are 10 things that are difficult for your memory, meaning they help you, they hurt your ability to remember Torah, they make you forget Torah, and one of them is, Ha'over ben shtei nashim, a man is not allowed to walk between two women. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, also says this, that a man is not allowed to walk between two women, and the Gemara adds that a woman is not allowed to walk between two men. The Gemara says that if you have to do this, then imematzin matakante, if you did it, then what's the way to fix it? Amrav Papa, niftach bekel v'nafsik bekel. Inami niftach beloy v'nafsik beloy. Meaning that you start up, you say a pasuk that begins with the word kel and ends with the word kel, or begins with the word loy and ends with the word loy. So this is clearly, most mefarshim understand that this is a Kabbalistic issue. As we'll see, there was a certain authority who disagreed with that, but most understand that this is a Kabbalistic issue. The Aruch HaShulchan Simen Beis Sifav brings down this concept as normative halacha. This is just agav. We mentioned last time, maybe two times ago, from the Rav Chaim Knievsky and from other Achrayim, that the whole issue of doing things that Chazal say is bad for your memory does not apply to women, because women are not obligated to learn Torah. They don't have to adhere to these chumras, they adhere to these laws, because if they don't have to learn Torah, there's no issue of them forgetting Torah. Now, when the Gemara over here says that a woman is not allowed to walk between two men, what it could mean is that if a woman walks between two men, it's bad for the memory of the men. Or perhaps this is an exception, and in this case, a woman has to be makbid because it's bad for her memory. I'm not 100% certain. Either way, it's not allowed to be done, because either way, the woman's not allowed to do it. Either it's because she's hurting herself or because she's hurting others, but either way, she's not allowed to do this. The Sefer HaZikaron, Chelik Bei Simen Yotes, Rav Chaim Knievsky writes that the Chazon Ish was very makbid in this halacha. That he would be very, very makbid that a man is not allowed to walk between two women, and that a woman is not allowed to walk between two men. Rav Chaim Knievsky in the Sefer Taima Dekra, in the end of the Sefer, he lists all the hanhagas of the Chazon Ish, all the customs that the Chazon Ish had, that he had heard from his mother. Rav Chaim Knievsky's mother was a sister of the Chazon Ish. So she told him a whole list of things that she remembers from her brother, the Chazon Ish. And in Ois Chav Tes, she says the following. Hikbid ma'od shalo yavru bein beiz nashim, v'she'ish lo yisavru bein beiz anashim. That the Chazon Ish was very makbid that a woman not walk between two men, and a man not walk between two women. U'la'acha sha'amr shakasha lo lizar b'zeh, and when a woman once told the Chazon Ish that it's very difficult for her to adhere to this law, amr la, he said to her, v'chilatoich ha'esh ha'isa nechneses, that would you be makbid, would you also walk into fire? Meaning, if you could avoid physical dangers, right? No one walks into the street without looking. So if you could avoid physical dangers, you should avoid spiritual dangers as well. Rav Ephraim Greenblatt Zatzal in a Sefer Rav Vais Ephraim Chelik Gimel Simen Tav Kuf Chav Hei cites that Rav Elia Lopian Zatzal was very makbid in this halacha, and if he was walking in the street, even though it was very difficult to keep this law in the street, he would have a cane and he would actually sort of show the women, like move to the side, so that he wouldn't walk between two women. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in Tshuva Shamas Chayin Sim Tov Kuf Gimel writes that it appears to him that it's only an issue if the women are standing still. Meaning, a man walks between two women, the man is moving, and the women are standing still, and he's walking between them. However, in a lot of times, let's say in a busy street where there's a man walking, and the women are also walking, says Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, in that case, it's probably okay. The whole issue is a man walking between two women who are stationary, but if everyone's moving, then it's not a problem. The Ben Ish Chai in Shana Beis, Parshas Noyach, Parshas Pinchas, Ois Yud Zayin, writes that if there's another man walking alongside him between the two women, it makes it okay, it makes it mutter. And in addition, this whole issue is only if the two women are walking And the two women are standing, and the man walks in between, but this is all happening within Dalet Amos, meaning the two women are within Dalet Amos of each other, which is around 8 feet. However, if you have one woman on this side of the street, and another woman on the other side of the street, then perhaps it's not a problem. Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita writes that the whole issue is only when the women are adults. But if you have a woman who's under the age of bat mitzvah, she's not a woman anymore, she's a child, then it's not a problem. The Gemara says Isha, but under the age of bat mitzvah, she's not an Isha, she's a katana. Rav Nissim Karelich Shlita in the Sefer Chut Shani on Evan Ezra, Daf Samach Tes, also writes the following, that also writes the same halacha, that if the girls are under the age of bat mitzvah, it's not a problem. However, Ephraim Greenblatt does say that it seems to indicate that there was an authority who disagreed. The Marsham, in Truvis, Madura Dalet, Chelik Dalet, Simikuf Memches, writes that he's unclear whether there's an issue between a man walking between two non-Jewish women. Meaning, perhaps, the whole issue is only when they're Jewish, but if they're non-Jewish, then it's not a problem. He does say that because it's unclear to him, you should try to be makbid, and if you're going to do it, you should say that pasuk that starts with lo and ends with lo, as the Gemara said. I saw, though, in the Sefer Oitzer Yad HaChayim, in Simin Tuf Tuf Reish Lamed Dalet, that he says that it's clear from the Zayir HaKadosh that there's no difference between Jewish women and non-Jewish women. In both cases, it's a problem. I saw in the Sefer Rivavais Ephraim that he has a very interesting question. There's an old takana, Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom, that not to allow polygamy in halacha. Although technically a man is allowed to have more than one wife, there's an old takana not to. However, there were certain communities, especially the Yemenite community, where they never accepted this takana. So the question is, you have a man, a Yemenite man who has two wives, is he allowed to walk between these two women? In other words, is this issue between a man is not allowed to walk between any two women or only two women who are not related to him? Meaning a more common question would be, could a man walk between his wife and his daughter? So I saw in the Sefer Shmiras HaGuf VaNefesh that he was asked this kasha in Daf Shin Lamed Gimel, and he says it depends. If we understand that this is Kabbalistic, then yeah, if it's Kabbalistic, then this doesn't make a difference, because then all women are a problem. However, he quotes from the Sefer Rabbein Yudaya HaPnini, one of the Kadmonim, that he writes that the reason why a man is not allowed to walk between two women is not Kabbalistic at all. It's because when you walk between two women, there's a concern that you're going to look at the woman, and it's going to lead to impure thoughts. So writes the Sefer Shmiras HaGuf VaNefesh, if that's the case, then one can argue then you'd be allowed to walk between two women who are related to you because there's no concern of inappropriate thoughts with your wife and your daughter. So according to this Rav Yudaya HaPnini, it should be okay. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky looked through the Sefer Shmiras HaGuf VaNefesh, and on the bottom he wrote his notes, his comments. And he writes on the bottom that the Chazon Ish said, Gam ishtoy b'chlal mash amr chazal shal yaver bein shtei nashim, that the Chazon Ish felt that this issue applies to all women, even your wives. Similarly, Rav Nissim Karelitz also says that this is an issue for all forms of women. Any woman, it's a problem. Rav Ephraim Greenblatt writes that he's unsure what's the halacha if you're sitting on a bus between two women. Meaning, obviously you're not allowed to walk between two women, but you get on a bus, and there's a woman sitting on one side of you, and there's a woman sitting on the other side of you. Are you allowed to sit in the middle? Or is it also a problem? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky addressed this question. He's not sure. So I saw Rav Yitzchak Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, Chilag Yud Simen Tzameches, that he says that it's probably okay. He ends off that he's not 100% sure, but he says that it appears to him that it would be okay, but he ends off, I guess he's unsure, so I guess, I don't know, I guess you have to ask a Rav. Rav Elia Lapyan is quoted as saying that if you have to walk between two women, there is an Eitzah, and that is to hold on to something in your hands. I don't know, this is all Kabbalistic, but if you hold onto a stick or you hold onto a book or something, it'll protect you. In the Sefer Rishvei Eish, Ois Reish Lamed Dalet, it also says that if you're stuck, you don't even have anything in your hands, hold onto your payas. If you grab on your payas, that'll protect you. However, the Sefer Shmiras HaGuf VaNefesh writes, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes, in the name of the Chazon Ish, that he's not confident that that's okay, that anything will protect you. He does say that the Chazon Ish said that perhaps if the thing that you're holding is large enough to be considered a hefsek, which is 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim. A tefach is around 4 inches, 3 inches, 4 inches. So if the object is about 16 inches by 35 inches by 40 inches, then it will be okay. But anything smaller than that wouldn't be a problem. Any questions could be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.